SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If all goes according to plan, we are just hours away from the release of the first group of hostages being held by Hamas in Gaza. A truce sets the stage for the release of the captives by both sides over the next 4 days, although at this point the BBC's Tom Bateman says there are no guarantees.
We are in unprecedented territory here due to the number of captives being held by Hamas, the ferocity and scale of the war itself, and of course the way in which all this began with the brutality of those attacks by Hamas. And that is why I think there is very, very little trust between these two sides. There is none at all. What it's been replaced with is a kind of confidence and respect in the mediator Qatar to hold all this together.
13 people, women and children, are to be let go by Hamas today. Israel says it will release 39 Palestinians, 24 women and 15 teen boys. 34 people arrested in Dublin, Ireland overnight amid rioting stemming from the stabbing of 5 people, including 3 young children. Also at SRNnews.com, now that Thanksgiving is behind us, correspondent Rita Foley says that for many Americans, it's ready, set, shop.
The unofficial start of the holiday shopping season kicks off on Friday, but retailers are concerned that you may slow down your spending this holiday season. Consumers have more credit card debt now and dwindling savings, and of course, there's inflation. The National Retail Federation, though, does expect shoppers to spend more this year than last.
And Wall Street returns to work today for an abbreviated trading session. The Dow will open at 35,273 following a big gain on Wednesday. Right now, Dow futures up 79 points, NASDAQ futures down 7. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats moved to enshrine abortion in the state constitution.
The party won big in this month's off-year elections, and it's wasting no time in promoting one of its key issues. Democratic lawmakers have begun the process of amending the Virginia Constitution to guarantee abortion and protect it from any pro-life limitations. State law already allows the procedure up to 26 weeks of pregnancy, with broad exceptions after that for health concerns. Pro-life advocates say they will fight the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has struck down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution. Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state's constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. SRN News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is accused of assaulting a woman long before he was mayor. Adams denies the charges.
A legal summons alleges the plaintiff was sexually assaulted in 1993 when they and Eric Adams, the current New York mayor and former police captain, both worked for the city. The filing at the state Supreme Court in Manhattan seeks a trial and $5 million in relief. New York's Adult Survivors Act, which expires on Friday, has offered a temporary window for alleged victims of sexual offenses to press charges after the statute of limitations has lapsed. In a statement, a City Hall spokesman said, the mayor does not know who this person is. If they ever met, he doesn't recall it, and he denies any such claim. Adams has also been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
People in Livingston, Kentucky, returning to their homes now that a fire at the scene of a chemical train wreck is out. Two of the 16 cars it derailed carried molten sulfur. More details at SRNnews.com.